Lay. Sir. Yeah.
Kane is in the building. Hello and welcome back to the Survey Sports Show on WIPZ Ranger Radio. Have a special guest here on the phone line, Tampa Bay Rays prospect Jake Hager joining the program. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Jake, a couple days away from spring training here, getting going. When are you going to be heading down to Florida, Jake?
I will be leaving March 1st, so next Wednesday. I'll be heading down there. I'm getting down there a little early, get my feet wet, and get comfortable and get settled in. I'm very excited.
Jake, as we talk about a little bit about your off season, kind of give us an insight of your workout day to day. I guess the grind of the off season. How was that for you, and what was the main things that you focused on improving?
You know, the off season has been great so far. I've been having a great time and working very hard. My typical day is consisting of waking up. I have workouts at 5:30 in the morning at Tim Soder Physical Therapy. Wake up there. We have some pro guys that work out there also. And just go do a workout for about a couple hours. Come back home, have some breakfast, maybe take a little nap. Then later on in the day, around 1 o'clock, I would head down to my old high school field. And I would practice with the team and do my own stuff. And, you know, been working on, pretty much, my hitting, of course, and my fielding. I've been mainly focusing on my running and also my throwing action. The Rays have been helping me with my throwing action, and been working on that for a while, and it's coming together. I feel great. I feel comfortable, and everything I've been working on has been going very well, and it's been a good offseason so far.
Hi, Jake. This is Jake, also Zach's brother here, joining you on the Survey Sports Show. Just what are some of your expectations coming up this season for the Bowling Green Hot Rods? Now you're going to be playing a full season. What are some of your expectations going into this season with the Hot Rods?
You know, my expectation is just the same thing I was in Princeton. Just be myself and just be, be a team leader, going up there and just doing the best I can. I mean, I'm not worried about stats right now. I just want to get up there and just do my thing, and everything's going to fall into place. And, hopefully have a great season and, finish up strong and be a big part of the team.
Jake, the biggest improvement that you think that you had over the off season, over last season, or maybe the knowledge that you gained from last season, what would you say that is?
To be honest, I would say my fielding ability and my hitting ability, of course. I mean, I've been working on that so much this past off season, and it's improved a lot. My swing feels great, and my arm feels solid across the diamond, and I feel like when I come into Bowling Green, my hitting's gonna do very well. And my defense is solid.
Jake, I want to get your thoughts on the Tampa Bay Rays manager. They signed him for an extension. What are your thoughts when you heard Joe Maddon's new contract extension? Hopefully you can be there by the end of that contract.
I love Joe Maddon. I haven't met Joe Maddon, but everything I've heard about Joe Maddon is awesome. I really want to meet him, and I really want to play for him. It'd be awesome to be able to, be managed by Joe Maddon, and be an honor. And I'm gonna work as hard as I can to get up there before that extension ends. And hopefully, I'll be able to, be on the team and be up there with him and have a great relationship with him and get to meet him.
Jake, what are some of the things that I guess through the grapevine you hear from other players about Joe Maddon? It seems like he's a very well-liked manager. Maybe a player's manager type guy. What are some of the things that you hear about him that makes you really interested to hopefully work with him in a couple of years?
I mean, I hear everything. I hear he's awesome with the players. I hear he's great. He's a great, great manager. He gets along with everybody. And what also I love is that he loves He loves, you know, hanging out with the fans and, you know, giving back and being able to do all that stuff and being with little kids and helping out, you know, other families and all that stuff is just awesome. To hear from that from a manager is great. And, you know, hearing that he's great with players and loves being around them and having a good time in the clubhouse, that's something I'm looking forward to and I'm very excited for it.
Jake, outside of baseball, what was some of the things that you got a chance to do this off season and maybe in your downtime, what are your hobbies and activities that you did in this off season, Jake?
Pretty much, really. I mean, I relax a lot. I mean, well, my times where I had days off, which I didn't have many days off during my workout programs and everything. But I went to California a couple times. Went down for probably a total of 8 days, I would say, and went to a Clippers game. Went to the beach. Went to Knott's Berry Farm. Just enjoyed the life in California, the nice weather, and was able to, you know, spend some time with my buddies, and it was a good time. That's pretty much it. What I've been doing in the off season during Christmas time, family came down, and it was, you know, good to be with them during the holidays, and that's pretty much it. It's been a very relaxing off season, and also a very hard working off season.
Jake Hager joining the program here on the Surway Sports Show on WIPZ. I mean, you went to that Clipper game, Jake. What were your thoughts of Blake Griffin and Chris Paul up there in Los Angeles?
It was awesome. that was a fun game. We had great seats. We ended up getting box seats, and the game we went saw the Washington Wizards play them, and Blake Griffin just had an awesome game. It was a very fun to watch, and watch Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, all of them play together is something special. They have a special team, and it's very fun to watch. No matter who they're playing, it's very fun to watch.
Speaking of fun to watch, I want to get your thoughts on the Rays last season, the big club, the run towards the postseason. I'm sure that you were up and down with emotions, just like probably all Rays fans and people in the organization alike. How did you deal with that, Jake? And were you going crazy watching that game, those games on your couch, or where were you?
Yeah, actually, I was going crazy. I remember I was actually we were all we were instructional week. We were out in Florida, instructs, and just sitting in my apartment. It was late at night too, so I was about to go to bed, and I actually said I was going to go to bed, and I got up, and for some reason I decided to stay and watch the game, and that's when they hit their home runs, and I was going nuts, and I had to stay up for the rest of the game and saw Longo hit, and he hit a walk-off home run, and it was crazy. Then just to see them go through that whole run was great, and unfortunately they came up short, which was very depressing. They did awesome. I was very proud of them, and it was very fun to watch. It was very cool to be part of the organization at that time, and I love the Rays organization. It's been a blast.
What has been the thing that stands out to you most about the Rays organization, the thing that you really, really like about them, Jake?
What I really like about the Rays organization is they really concentrate on getting their players better. I mean, I came into Princeton, and when I got with the minor league coordinators, that's all I focused on was getting me better and fixing things. And they were never slacking on it. They were right on it. If I had something wrong, we fixed it right away. And that's just great. And I'm very excited going through the minor league system and, you know, making my way up to the big leagues. I'm very excited to be with each minor league coordinator and helping me out. And it's been a success so far. I feel great. Feel comfortable. I think they are comfortable with me, and it's going great so far.
I was wondering what. Obviously, you most likely will go to Bowling Green and play for the Hot Rods there in Kentucky. Do you know anything about that town in Bowling Green, or what are your thoughts on heading to a new town across America instead of West Virginia this season?
I mean, to be honest, I have no idea what I'm expecting going into Bowling Green. I mean, I'm going to guess there's some trees and some horses, maybe. I don't know exactly. But all I know is I'm going there to play baseball. That's what I'm excited for.
Yeah, that's definitely the most important thing. Another thing I want to get your thoughts on, Jake, I know you have a deal with Muscle Milk, is that correct?
Yeah, Status Sport, correct, yeah.
I want to know your thoughts on the whole, like, Ryan Braun situation, of course, here in Wisconsin. It's a big topic, and the use of supplements and things like that. How careful are you with, like, vitamins, supplements, things that could possibly get a player in trouble, and kind of regulating that? How do you do that yourself?
You know, I'm very careful about it. Everything has to be NSF certified, and we have a list that says everything that we cannot have or what we can have, and I've just been following that list. I mean, I've been very careful, and everything I look at, if I'm going to have an energy drink, I mean, hopefully, you know, a certain energy drink that I think is fine, hopefully I'll be okay with it. But with the proteins and everything, I've just been strictly NSF certified and not, you know, using anything that would, you know, cause any problems. And that's really, it's tough to, you know, figure out what you want to take and stuff, because you want to take just certain things that you think would help more, but you really, it's all the same, really. I mean, you take protein, that's all it is, and the NSF certified is all I've been focusing on and not worrying about any problems.
Going back to your time in Princeton, who is the player that you maybe missed the most this off season, or you really gelled with personally on and off the field that you're looking forward to seeing in Port Charlotte coming up, as you said, March 1st?
You know, I mean, I love my teammates out in Princeton. I loved everybody. It was a great time out in Princeton. We all got along. Great team to be with in the clubhouse. I'm excited to see everybody, really. I mean, I'm really excited to see my buddy, my locker buddy, Cameron Seitzer. me and him got along well. So I'm very excited to see him. He's doing great. He's, you know, having a great offseason. I'm very excited to see him. And really, everybody that was in the clubhouse, I'm very excited.
All right, Jake, well, best of luck this season. Hope you put up some big numbers in Bowling Green in that league, and continue your career in professional baseball, hopefully ending up with the Tampa Bay Rays. Have a good one, Jake. Thanks for joining the program, all right?
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
That's Jake Hager, Tampa Bay Rays prospect. Very nice guy. We'll be back in a moment here on WIPZ.org with more sports talk coming up. Ranger Radio.